press the button, my friend.
The Out of Bounds Show is live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge in the Bank Plus Studio.
Check it out.
Oh, good morning. Out of Bounds brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's going to be Blue, the official healthcare provider of the Out of Bounds show. Recapping the weekend, Chris Jans is on a roll in Starkville. They'll host LSU on Wednesday, another winnable game. And we'll have him on tomorrow. Mike Dettillier will join us at 8:30 tomorrow to discuss the Super Bowl and the fact that the Saints... Well, Saints are going with a new defensive coordinator, expected to name Joe Woods their DC, per sources. Woods, the Cleveland Browns DC from 20 to 22, reunites with Dennis Allen from their Oakland Raiders days. There you go, Houdat Nation. You have a guy you've never heard of.
That's what you want. Mimic the Oakland Raiders era. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, that's according to reports with Dennis Allen. And then Nick Saban has an OC in DC, Tommy Rees from Notre Dame, Kevin Steele from Miami. Those are both upgrades according to the metrics from the Matrix, but neither one are elite, but you don't have to be elite at Alabama. Now, when you are, you dominate.
Or do you now?
Well, now that there has been a shift, I don't know if you have to be elite, but you got to be a lot better than you had to be 4, 6, 8, 10 years ago. That's a good point. I do want to give you this. I want to throw this out. Bama will have a new QB.
Oh.
And so next season projects to have their greatest uncertainty at that position, quarterback, since 2016. When redshirt freshman Jalen Hurts ultimately won the starting job. The returning quarterbacks for 2023 figure to have one career start between them.
Woo.
But inexperience at QB hasn't previously been an issue for Saban's teams. Bama's had a first-year starter at quarterback 8 times under Saban, and those teams have won 4 national titles and have gone a combined 90-4. In the regular season. In other words, the rest of the team has always been good enough to carry a new signal caller through some growing pains. We've known that. They don't have to have quarterbacks that elevate people around them.
Except right? In modern era, the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even then, it's, you know, nothing like what we see at other places. So the it's gap. Not Deshaun Watson elevating Clemson.
It's not Dak or Eli having to elevate State or Ole Miss. Yeah.
So... when you look at that, 2 new coordinators and a new quarterback, and the SEC is better, and they're no longer the king or the champion, where does that leave us? But then I look at their schedule, and I'm like, I don't see them losing a game. You know, they host LSU and Tennessee. They lost those 2 games on the road.
I could see them losing.
If things
go
according to plan, I still have them as the, you know, LSU or Bama as the favorite. Right? But LSU has to play on the road at Bama.
Yeah.
Like, I would go LSU if that game wasn't on the road.
Well, it's much more likely that Alabama wins 11 and loses 1 to LSU than LSU wins 12 and beats Alabama, right? Is that maybe more...
fair enough.
Like, LSU could absolutely win in Tuscaloosa and still not overall be 7-1 while Alabama is 7-1.
I love where Brian Kelly's going. They're just not quite, you know...
But he's got more established. I mean, the QB will be there and has been there. And
Alabama had a good year. Jaden Daniels.
To me, this is, and I'd have to go back and look at all those first year quarterbacks. How many of them were paired up with a first time OC?
That's a good,
you know. And how many of it mattered who their OC was? Again, pre-Jalen Hurts, it didn't really matter who Alabama's OC was. The game has changed from the years of McElroy.
I like LSU's schedule, too, other than going to Tuscaloosa.
How about the fact, here, let me throw this to you.
I think the key game, they get Auburn at home.
Yep.
Because Freeze is going to beat some people.
Well, Alabama doesn't get Freeze at home.
No.
And that's, when I look at Alabama's schedule.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
That game,
LSU at home and at Auburn.
And here, and let me throw this to you. They, for the second straight year, play a real Power 5 team. It's at home. I get that. They may not lose it, but it's one more added chink to the, you have, it's the, what do we call it, like the wear factor that Bartu talks about? The physicality index. You play Texas week two. Normally Alabama is playing what feels like a very much overmatched Power 5 team. If nothing else, Texas makes you have to play a little bit harder, especially with Quinn Ewers. I'm not saying Alabama loses that game, but I think the physicality index of having to play another real team as opposed to some of the powder puff teams they've played in years past, you just wonder how much that weighs on them.
LSU has to play Florida State again on a neutral field.
Yep. And how many more,
in
those,
Orlando.
How many more of those are we going to keep hitting?
I don't know. And then LSU plays Army, which I think is interesting. But anyway, other than that, LSU has a good – look, LSU, Bama, and Georgia all have great schedules. And Georgia, they don't play Bama or LSU.
That's incredible.
I'm so tired of that. I want to see the best of the best play. Yes, for sure. Mississippi State will host LSU in the third game of the season. You ready to call it?
Yeah, dogs by 50. Is that what you were asking for? Alabama does have an interesting stretch, though.
Okay.
Because I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. Like, could first-year coordinators on both sides of the ball, okay. I know Kevin Steele has experience. Tommy Reese does not as near as much. Then you've got a quarterback that you don't know who it's going to be and no experience. It's not a transfer that you've brought in that even, like, where you go, hey, he may not be the most talented, but he's experienced, so he won't screw up. You got inexperienced young quarterbacks, they're going to make mistakes. You go September 23rd, you play Ole Miss at home, at Mississippi State, at A&M, Arkansas at home, Tennessee at home. Then you're off a week and LSU at home. But before that off week, that's a decent stretch of Ole Miss at home, at State, at A&M, Arkansas at home, Tennessee at home. I mean, that's about the toughest it gets, I guess, for Alabama.
That is a tough stretch. No doubt.
You know, again, I'm just trying to say, could an inexperienced QB who doesn't know what they're doing and two new play callers on both sides of the ball where Saban may be more likely to interject his will because he's nervous or upset with the direction things might be going?
Let me tell you what we said earlier. It's a lot easier playing with the lead. in everything. Yeah. I'm talking about just their program in general, not in a game.
Yeah.
And they're no longer playing with the lead.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, I mean, Bama's been playing with the lead for what, 13 straight years, Blake?
Yeah, outside of his first season, yes.
I'm trying, you don't see, Jackson Prep has played with the lead since their inception in 1970.
Yep, for the most part, yeah.
No, every year. They played with the lead every single year they've ever been in existence. That is unheard of in sports.
Yeah.
Bama has played with the lead.
Yeah.
And now they're the hunter, and they're hunting Georgia, and they're coming off losing to LA. I think we forget they didn't even play Georgia.
Correct. Didn't make the title game, yeah.
They lost at Tennessee and at LSU.
That, to me, might be even the more indictment, is not just not making the playoff. You didn't even represent the West, which in Saban's tenure has only happened four times, like in 15 years. It's a crazy number. I know Auburn made it a couple times. LSU's made it once or twice now. So that's four, maybe one more outside that first year. I mean, Alabama has lived in Atlanta. Most of Tuscaloosa, if they had
a
mobile,
was a flawed LSU team.
Most of the Alabama fans have had rental space at the RV parks around Atlanta for over a decade now. They just moved their home for a month to the Georgia Dome. Man. And now there's nowhere to go. Troyer Park is staying home.
All right, we'll switch gears on that. I thought that was, Georgia will be breaking in a new QB.
What will be the bigger storyline to you? Is it Georgia's dominant three-peat, which has never happened, or what could be the like nail in the coffin on the end of the Saban dynasty?
The latter, by far. By far.
Are you ready to say that a non-playoff appearance is the nail in the coffin?
No, because Brad Edwards is right. As soon as we go to the 12-team playoff, they are in.
Yeah, in it to win it.
Yeah. Whether they're the 6th team, 8th team, 10th team, 12th team, the next year, as soon as we go to the 12-team playoff,
they're in.
Bama's in.
Well,
every
I don't
year,
think
Georgia's in. Ohio State's in. LSU and Auburn will rotate in. We'll see what Southern Cal does. And then Clemson, boy, that's a hell of an opportunity for Dabo to kind of reshuffle, get what he wants back together. And with the 12-team playoff playing in a terrible conference, Clemson, you are in 4 out of every 5 years.
Alabama hasn't finished outside the top 10 since Saban got there after year one.
Wow.
So they would be in the playoff every year. And all you got to do is give them a chance. See, that's what's going to be interesting about the playoff is not it. We all want to get excited about the Cinderellas of like the idea that Mississippi State, Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, South Carolina, that level school could get into the playoff and make a run, right? That's exciting. That's awesome. In reality, what the 12-team playoff does is it gives that 5, 6, 7 seed, who is Alabama, Ohio State, or LSU, or Georgia that 1 year, a second chance at a life, as Brad Edwards said. That team could absolutely win a playoff because you have the talent composite.
Sure. And you can take the physicality. Speaking of, let's drop that Saban audio that you pulled up for the show. Let me tee this up.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Out of Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. Speaking of the Super Bowl, and that's what we're going to drop as far as Saban talking Jalen Hurts, I do want to let you know that we're giving away a Patron Tequila Titleist golf bag later in the week. You will have to be registered on whiskey61.com because Blake and I are going to come up with a post like we did last time where you commented on your how you like your steak cooked. It'll be something like that. I think I know what direction we're going to go. But you'll need to register and post under whatever we pin at the top. That will be a Thursday, Friday deal, I think. But you may want to go ahead and go to Whiskey 61 and get registered. It takes 2 seconds. And confirm your email. Whiskey61.com. One of our big giveaways this week is a Patron Tequila Titleist golf bag. It's really nice. Black and white golf bag, super sharp. Okay. Jalen Hurts, Oklahoma Sooner, starting quarterback for my Philadelphia Eagles, going against Blake Scott's Kansas City Chiefs. Saban was talking to the media about what he told Jalen Hurts when Jalen was transferring.
And then when he wanted to transfer, I said, well, who has the best player? He wanted to go to Maryland or Miami. I said, you need to go to Oklahoma. They got the best coach to develop you as a quarterback, and you're going to be around the best players, so that's going to enhance your chances of having success. He did that. He had a great year. I was worried about having to play him in the playoffs, and I can't tell you how proud I am of seeing this guy in the Super Bowl.
So, again, Alabama trying, after they ran him out of Tuscaloosa, trying to stake their claim to Oklahoma Boomer Sooner, Jalen Hurts.
The fan base is doing that. They are staking their claim to Hurts. I actually went a different route on that audio. I thought it was pretty impressive that Saban was willing to send him somewhere that could ultimately bite him.
Yeah.
Because the right answer in terms of what's best for Nick Saban in Alabama is, by all means, go to Maryland or Miami. go there and turn into nothing. I don't ever have to think about you, worry about you. I'll never play you.
Right.
Go to Oklahoma, and what he said is legitimately true. You might have played him in the playoff.
True.
And you could have lost to him. So I got to give Saban credit. As much as like he's the bad guy in a lot of ways, that's a pretty upstanding move to tell Jalen Hurts. And he was right. He needed to go to Oklahoma over Maryland or Miami or anywhere else.
No question.
Because he's in the NFL because of that final season, that polishment that went on, I think I made up a word, that went on at Oklahoma under Lincoln Riley that allowed him to throw the ball more, that allowed him to get better, and ultimately led to him being drafted by the Eagles.
It was a good move.
Shout out to Saban. I can't believe I'm saying that, but like, what a good guy. Have we been wrong?
Whoa.
Has Saban actually a great guy, and this has all been... This is Auburn media, isn't it? Saban's actually a gentle giant.
Gentle giant.
Yeah.
That's why everybody's lining up to work for him.
Yeah. Are you not impressed, though, that he did that? Wouldn't the easy move have been let Jalen go to Miami or Maryland?
I think Saban really struggled with the Hurts Tua thing. You could tell he was, you know, he blew up a lot on reporters. And It really bothered him that they eventually had to make a decision.
Do you think Saban wishes, or not, maybe wishes is not the right word, but in a perfect world, Saban would never have had to bring Tua in to beat Georgia, right? Jalen would have just won.
Right. No doubt.
I get that.
Because Jalen's better. Out of bounds.
Well, he did come back and win the SEC title game, right? I mean, that's the next year.
They threw him in.
Yeah.
So...
it went both ways.
There was some kind of commitment to you know,
Jalen. Hype. hype. He was the most hyped guy ever.
He was.
Jalen didn't come in like that.
Right.
Tua did.
While he was a good recruit, he was not hyped like that.
Tua was supposed to be...
And maybe Saban understood that Jalen's ability to run the football, even though he wasn't as much a refined passer, was, especially at the college game, was the overriding maybe skill set or component that you needed more so than what Tua brought to the table.
Look,
eventually Tua would take a shot from the Mississippi State defense and was done for his college career.
Look who always has given Saban the most trouble. It's the mobility. It's that mobility. I think he knew what he had in Jalen and just never quite got it to where he wanted it, which is why it's so impressive what Jalen... Look, Jalen Hurts had a good year at Oklahoma. I don't think even most draft analysts still didn't see him doing what he's done in Philadelphia this year. It's partly Nick Sirianni and the improvements on offense that he's done, and it's partly the players around him. You went and go get A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Everybody looks a lot better. Tua looked a lot better when he wasn't getting knocked out. He looked a lot better with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Right. Sure.
So shout out to Jalen Hurts and what he's done, but I'd argue even what he's done to this point in the NFL is pretty impressive and a little bit of a surprise.
And he had time. He had time to
make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They let him lose.
The Eagles have done a great job with who they put around him. That's an incredible roster, just like the 49ers. And maybe, one or the Bills and Chiefs. It's not many teams that are operating at that level on both sides of the on both sides of the football. We do have a better here. Let's go to the agup.com text line. And unnamed texter is going to bet 500 or more between the side total and props.
Ooh. Do you have a favorite prop bet you're throwing down at Golden Moon this week?
Well, according to Lee Sterling, his daughter is going to get the national anthem over under right for the ninth straight year. She is a national anthem singer. Lee has been coming on for years. She does all this. She has gone back and watched Chris Stapleton.
Yep.
Sing. How long the average person goes, celebrity, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And she is trying to go for her. This is a prop bet that Lee Sterling has been on forever. And his daughter has gotten it right time and time again, which is amazing. And if she's looking to run, she's on an eight. Let's see.
Eight-year winning streak?
Eight-game Super Bowl winning streak.
That's South Panola-level dominance.
It really is.
Yeah, without the corruption.
Over
that's
under.
Impressive. Yeah, that's very impressive.
Chris Stapleton, will he go over? Will he go under?
I love the Gatorade bath color prop because it's dumb. You're betting on what color Gatorade they throw on the coach.
Absolutely.
What a ridiculous. But it's proven that NFL teams... Do you know what the most drank color Gatorade on an NFL sideline is? Almost year in and year out.
Is it orange?
It's perp.
Really?
That purple drink. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. True story. So that's why people say that's the best one to go for.
Purple.
Yeah. Purple Gatorade. They love that.
I like purple Gatorade.
I like the blue.
Okay. I don't drink
Arctic
the blue.
Arctic Freeze. Oh, yeah. That's where it's at.
I usually go with the whatever you call it, yellow green.
Yeah. Well, there is a neon green, and then there's the yellow. The
no, I'm talking about the original.
The traditional yellow. I call that yellow.
Okay.
Yeah. I call that yellow. Because there is a lime green.
Yeah, that's like way green.
Yeah, there's a yellow one. We'll have to see what prop
growing
bets.
Up, I was yellow and
that's all they had
orange.
When you were young.
Well, they had orange, too.
That's awesome.
Right by the Northeast Jackson baseball field.
Oh. Well, that's a good spot to have.
At that convenience store.
Yeah.
Now, so in Belhaven, we had something called a totesome.
Yes.
And I could ride my bike down there and get baseball cards and Gatorade. I mean, that was even in the 80s. I mean, right there. Oh, you know what? It's right by Corner Market Groceries. It's diagonal across the street from Finian's.
Yeah.
There was a totesome there.
That's awesome.
On Fortification. And... I mean, you could still go to Jitney 14 and get baseball cards. Yeah. Two, you had both options. You could, I could ride my bike, took 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Smart.
To get to either the Totsam or Jitney 14. Most kids didn't have that kind of access.
What was your, you're telling me you were bougie from birth. What,
no question.
What was your snack of choice when you would ride your bicicleta over to the Totsam?
What were they? Were they called Bonkers?
I have no idea.
They're never. It was like an offspring of a Starburst.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I like Starburst. I don't eat any of that, you know, anymore. You know, as far as Starburst, I always loved the yellow, the orange, and the pink. Okay. I didn't like the cherry red.
White Denzel says he's going for first touchdown scoring prop bet. So
okay,
the and player so that scores.
Are you
going to
go
touchdown.
AJ Brown? You're going to go a running back? You're
going
to go?
He's going Goddard, the Eagles tight end at plus 1200, which is good value.
Okay,
Kelsey will see like Kelsey, AJ, and Devontae would be and Jalen and Patrick would both all be low odds because they're going to be high chance of scoring,
especially Jalen being able to run the ball in.
Yeah. He's been killing teams with his legs. Eagles right now, 1.5-point favorites. You could have gotten the Chiefs as 1.5-point favorites earlier. It's been back and forth with injury news and all that, so it'll be interesting. Should be competitive, if nothing else.
Go Philly. I want a good game.
It's gross.
I'm with you. I want a good game. If you missed any of our show, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. Also, we've got video on Facebook. Search the Out of Bounds Show. Would love for you to go to our YouTube channel, Out of Bounds Sports. Hit subscribe. We will love you even more. We're giving away a Patron Tequila Titleist golf bag later in the week. You'll need to go ahead and go to whiskey61.com and register. And that's easy. Get your account. We'll go from there.